Welcome to the Q-Shape podcast. I'm your host, Sam Dugan. I'm joined today by on loan goalkeeper Craig Hepburn. Craig, thanks for coming on.
Not a problem, not a problem.
Well, Craig, I think the best place to start really is this season with Cowdenbeath. And how was it that you how is it that you come to be on loan with Cowdenbeath? Is it a case that St Johnstone kind of put out that you were a young keeper that they want to get experience with and put your name out there, or is it Callum Elliott and Kevin that come to St Johnstone asking for your services?
So we came in pre-season. And I'd kind of been told that the plan was to go out on loan for the season coming. So obviously I knew that in the back of my mind. And there was a few clubs that were interested in the loan league. I think Pollen got in touch with Saints and obviously said they were interested. And I think it took a few days and it was quite a quick process actually. I think we're back maybe a week, and then after that I was on loan, so it was good to know nice and early that I was going out on loan. Knowing it was Cowdenbeath was a good thing as well.
So, was it last season you were with Loncarty, but up in Perthshire?
I was at Loncarty for the whole season last year, which was really good as well. Kind of gave me a stepping stone to go and show what I can do. And I thought I'd done quite well at that level. So that was a good loan as well.
Oh, yeah. So you won promotion with Loncarty into the top division of the East of Scotland League. So what do you feel like you had a good basis to know that you were good enough to jump into the Lowland League?
Yeah, that was kind of the loan that made me feel myself that I could maybe push on here. I could maybe do something about this. Like I think we won a cup and we got promotion, and it was a really hard league as well. So it was good for myself getting a wee bit of success as well at a young age. I think that was good for me, and everyone there was good as well with me. All the older lads kind of took me in as a young lad. Playing at that level wasn't easy, but I thought I dealt with the circumstances quite well in the league.
How does it compare the East of Scotland League to the Lowland League? Obviously, the Lowland League has the two uni teams, Sunderland and Edinburgh, and a couple of the B teams as well. And then even the likes of Gretna, you can see are a little bit of a weaker team. Obviously, the Caledonian Braves are seen as a bit of an academy team in a way. In that sense, what's the kind of standard to that compared to the East of Scotland League?
I think I've found like the main difference is the speed of the game. Like people want to get the floor ball on the floor a lot more and play football. East of Scotland was maybe a wee bit route one and it was just go long, but in the Lowland League it's all been a lot more. You're coming up against players that are, they've been at pro youth when they've been younger and they're still at a good age where they want to kick on and maybe go higher. So you're coming against players who want to, play the right kind of style of football. That's kind of been the main difference for me, really.
So coming down to the likes of a Loncarty and to a Cowdenbeath, obviously part-time football, and what's the main differences between your being at the kind of academy and the B side in St Johnstone to coming down and being a first team player with a side like Loncarty and Cowdenbeath?
I think it's you play under 18s at Saints, and the physicality isn't really there because you're coming up against boys the same age as you. You're not really getting tested, whereas like you're going out on loan and you're coming up against older players, and they know the tricks of the game. They can put you off and all that kind of stuff. Stuff at corners, barging you, going through you, receiving tackles that you would never receive at an under 18s level, which was something that you need to learn as well, which I thought was really good.
Coming into Cowdenbeath this season, Craig, obviously a complete and utter kind of regime change, being on a bit of a low ebb, also with the relegation out of the league system, and then having a poor season by all means, last season. Callum Elliott came in with Kevin Smith and completely rebuilt the squad. What was the feeling amongst the squad itself coming into the season?
I think we knew we had a good group of boys, talented boys as well. We had experience. We had, I think, at the start of season, we signed Doogie signed for us, so we had that you know, that head in the side where he can tell us if some of the younger ones where to be and stuff like that, which was good. And we had a good mix of players. We had, you know, we had pace and we had players that wanted to get on the ball and play football, which was a good thing. So we were confident at the start of the season that we could do something.
So obviously going in the start of the season, we had the League Cup. You played most of those games there. That's how was that? Obviously a bit of an added bonus for the club. It was something that wasn't expected. How was that? Obviously getting that opportunity to play in the League Cup.
That was amazing for me. I think that was the real. You know, I went from playing East of Scotland to playing St Mirren within months, which was a big jump, but it was something that I felt like I needed. You were playing, you know, Montrose, Arbroath, St Mirren, and Forfar, I'm sure it was. And we'd done ourselves well as well. We didn't go into them games going and defend them. We went out because we wanted to win them games and we were confident that we could win the games. And I think we looked at the scorelines and it was getting beat by maybe one or two goals, which was a credit to us as well, because we're sitting in a lone league, we're a new group of boys that didn't really know each other, and we went into them games and, you know, we didn't back down at all.
Do you feel that it aided the preparation for the league campaign, or did it kind of hinder it with just being having that early foray into competitive football?
I think it helped because we got to know each other. Instead of going into the first game of the season, not knowing how people can play, you know, we had them four games. We could start to see what people can do, and we could bounce off each other. And we had, you know, we're training as well. So by the weeks went on, we were getting to know each other a wee bit more, which was good.
Before we talk about the league campaign, we may as well continue with cup football. It was a good showing by the club this season in the cups. It was the first time since 2019 that we actually got through a round in the Scottish Cup. Also, to come up against the Championship side Inverness when Duncan Ferguson had just went in and they were on a bit of a new manager bounce. How was it playing against the Inverness up into Caledonian Stadium?
Yeah, it was a good experience. It was one of those where I've never played in the Scottish Cup for me, so it was a first for me. And those are the games you want to play against Championship sides and really prove yourself and test yourself and see what you can really do. I think what was 1-0 maybe? Was it 2-0? Sorry. And even that against the Championship side, and they were flying at the time under Duncan Ferguson, which was a really hard game for us. But yeah, again, I feel like we went into the game wanting to win, and we didn't sit back or anything. We went for it and we gave it our all. So.
What's it like coming up against a very good striker in Billy Mackay? Also, he's done very well for his career at Inverness and Ross County. That's his kind of bit of experience to him. What's it like coming up against him?
Yeah, it's good. I think it really does test you because he knows all the tricks. You know, he's so quick because he's been at that level for so long. He's scored so many goals. You've got to really be on your toes. You've always got to be concentrated as well because, you know, one turn and it can open up gaps. And from him, I think he scored the goal. He turned back and hit a shot with his left foot, which was a great hit at an angle. And you just don't think he's ever going to get it in from there, but he does. But that's what you're up against in them kind of games against that standard. So,
did you get any interaction with Duncan Ferguson? Also, a bit of a kind of legend in the Scottish game.
I actually didn't. I didn't really see him before the game or after the game. I think he was just out there on touchline, then he was back in, done his job, away home. So didn't really see anything.
Yeah, I'm going to ask everybody that I get on that's come up against him, like, hey, Matt, because I just imagine that he's still as mental as what he was during his playing days, like.
You could hear him though when we're in the middle of the game. He was shouting at the ref, but you could tell you wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of him.
going into the league campaign, also it's maybe not been as kind of successor as what the cup campaign was, and the certainly for the squad that we've been able to amass. What's the what was the feeling early on when we weren't able to hold on to leads and we're drawing more than what we from winning positions?
It was just more frustration than anything. We were strong in parts of the games. I think first game of the season, 2-0 up against Celtic, we're cruising. And it's just a lack of concentration. 15, 10 minutes at the end of the game, and we let them back into the game. And that's happened a few times this season where we've just switched off, whether it be from a set piece or corner, and we get penalised for it. So I think it was more just frustration that we couldn't hold on to leads early on in the season, because we dropped a lot of points from winning positions, so it was annoying, yeah.
That obviously the team went on says kind of did take a bit of time to get running. We did end up getting running with around the December time, went on a bit of a winning streak. How's obviously I think my favourite showing from yourself, Craig, has been the East Stirlingshire game when the team come out and they weren't really firing all cylinders. Obviously took the lead early on, and then after that, East Stirlingshire got a quick equaliser, and then kind of battered us for the rest of the first half. You pulled out some fantastic saves. Do you feel like going into into half time, do you have a bit of a go at the kind of players ahead of you for not really giving you a hand out there?
I think it's you going at half time and everyone knows themselves that it's not been good enough. We could have been three or two goals or three goals down at that point. The game would have been over for us. When we're going at half time and boys know themselves that we need to go out and show a reaction, or else we're not going to get nowhere near 3 points in the game. And I think in that game we did show a reaction. We got the goal, although we conceded. We got the goal at the end of the game, and that was a big 3 points for us.
Whilst we're talking about good appearances from you, that what would you say has been your favourite game to play with Cowdenbeath?
Favorite game, I'd probably say St Mirren in the League Cup. We got beat 1-0 with the last kick of the ball, which was frustrating, but I feel like I haven't had more kind of actions in the game than that game, and I feel like I've done really well for myself against a Premiership opposition, sorry. So that would be my favorite game, probably.
Do you have a favourite save as well?
Favourite save? There was one in the St Mirren game. It was a free kick late on. I touched onto the bar. That was a good one. And then I'd probably say there was a few. It was Arbroath in the League Cup away. It went to penalties. And I enjoyed some of the penalty saves then.
Talking about obviously a young goalkeeper and that, and you tend to find with young goalkeepers that organisation tends to be a bit lacking in communication, just because you're a little bit younger and going up with experienced players. What was it like having Dougie Hill in the back of the defence for you?
It was perfect because you go into that level, you need a good experienced defender, and that was the perfect one. Dougie, he's played at a good level, and he knew how to control the game, how to slow down the game when you needed it. So it was perfect for me having him in front of me. He was talking me through the game, which was something that I needed as well.
Do you feel that helps you kind of like gain a bit of experience and possibly a bit more confidence in being able to command an area?
Yeah, but definitely, because he's played with all sorts of goalies in his time, and he's passing on the same message that he's given them, and it's the exact same message. So I can now take that into wherever I am, wherever I'm playing. Yeah, so it was good.
Obviously, Dougie Hill left just prior to the turn of the year. Robert McNabb's had to take a bit of a back row and paired up with Gregor Jordan in the centre of defence. Did you feel that he just took the reins from Dougie completely?
Yeah, I'd say so. Robbie's the exact same. He's a good pro. He does everything right, and I think Robbie in the defence was good as well, because he knows You know, he's been at a good level as well. Robbie can play anywhere, play centre mid, can play at the back. Ask Robbie to play anywhere, he'll play there. So, you know, he was good as well. He was more gets on at boys and demands standards, which was good as well.
Was coming from St Johnstone, Stephen McLean sadly lost his job in October. How does that affect you as a loan player? Do you get like a call when Craig Levein comes in with a change of direction for you as a loan player or?
I think it, when it first happened, we just got pulled into a meeting, just got told obviously what happened, and then took a, I think it was maybe a week, and then Craig Levein came in. And it kind of just happens all quite quickly, which it has to be because you need to have a manager. So he came in, and straight away kind of took training, which was good for him.
So you're training with St Johnstone's side along with Cowdenbeath. So you do your training on the Tuesday and Thursday with Cowdenbeath, and then the rest of the time you're with St Johnstone.
Yeah, so I'm in full time with St Johnstone in the mornings, and then I'll train on a Thursday night at Cowdenbeath. And then I'm back in on the Friday morning with Saints. So it's a hard schedule, but I think it's good for me because it tests myself yet again with the first team at Saints. You can go in and you're playing against the boys that are playing in the Premiership, so you get to test yourself on that as well, which is good.
So how are the do you go into your training say after a Saturday game do you go into your training and somebody's being able to like watch the game files from the Saturday or is somebody coming to see you and kind of evaluating you throughout your own spell to give you pointers and ways to help your game?
Yeah, so I'll report back to the goalkeeping coach at St Johnstone, obviously how I got on, what I done well, what I didn't do well, what I need to work on, and he kind of just talks to me. I can send him the videos from the game as well, which is good, so we can sit down and watch things that I do need to work on, and obviously things that I've done well. So it's good having that as well.
Just one thing before we can move on there and that when the new manager comes in is there a bit of a lull when you're not entirely sure what is going on do you were you unsure if you're going to be recalled back to St Johnstone for them to send you in a different direction or is it a kind of you knew that you're going to be with us regardless?
I think I knew myself I was going to be still here. Started, I think I signed a full term at the start of the season. So when the new manager comes in, he's obviously got the first team to work with, and then the loan boys are still there. And obviously they can stay with their clubs. Obviously unless they want you back in or something like that. So I kind of knew myself I'd still be with Cowdenbeath.
That obviously you've done brilliantly with us. I think everybody was saying that. So you've dropped out of the team the last couple of games. How hard is it to kind of break back into the team as a goalkeeper, especially when Josh Blair's coming in and done well himself?
Yes, yeah, it's one of them things in football. You know, you lose your place in the team, you just need to work hard to get it back. And that's credit to Josh as well. He's done well when he's been in the team and kept me out. So you've just got to keep working hard, and you know, hopefully you get that chance to go back in and do well, and hopefully you keep your place.
How's it been working with Rekha Jensen as a goalkeeping coach at Cowdenbeath?
Yeah, it's been really good. Ricky's been good for me. Works my load with St Johnstone. He knows what I do during the day, so he can give me a wee bit later when I come on a Thursday. So he's been good with that.
What I was going to ask you, Craig, is you've seen it from both sides, obviously. Cowdenbeath share a league with Hearts B this Hearts being Celtic B
Yeah.
and the university sides university sides where they've been there from the start but obviously there's been a bit of a kind of a bit of a fan outburst about B sides being in the league and being part of the Challenge Cup. You don't really hear it from a player's perspective that's seen it from both sides. Also, you've played for St Johnstone B in the Challenge Cup. Say, what's your thinking on it? Is it something that as a young player as part of the B side that you're supportive of, or is it just that you see it as another game?
When I was playing for the B team, it was kind of just it was a cup competition, so it was another game for us. I think we had Elgin, so it was, we trained full week and then had them at the weekend. But that was almost it for us. But when I was at, obviously, at Cowdenbeath, you like see the B teams. It's hard because they're in the league and they're not really fighting for anything. And you can get beat by them, and that could be crucial in your season. You could get beat by them, but they're not playing for anything. But a team like Cowdenbeath trying to get back up to the leagues, you need to be beating them teams, and it can sometimes hinder you where you get beat by them, and you're say you get beat by Celtic twice, you're 6 points off, and 6 points off where you should be, like maybe top six. But we've done well against Hearts. Obviously, we beat Hearts twice. And I think we drew to Celtic twice. So it was, we kind of done well against the B teams this year.
About the Hearts games. That says the one in December. It was Bláthnaid Hooley, I remember, and obviously our two goals come from set pieces that were bounced back on top of the Hearts B goalkeeper, and we did know it was going to be a bit of a game of two halves with the wind blowing in the town end's face. I think straight from the kickoff, really, they scored a goal that was carried over from a goal kick, and then they run on to. But I always thought that you can after the kind of first goal kick that you took that kind of got caught in the air, that says you done very well driving that into the kind of driving it, so it did actually clear the area. Is that something that was communicated to you from the sidelines, or is that something that you've been able to identify yourself?
I think it was more, we knew it was going to be a game of two halves. We knew the wind was going to be really bad. So when it was second half, and it was more, I knew myself I had to really drive the ball to get it, to even try get it to the halfway line, because the wind was quite bad that night. So no, I was just trying to kind of stab at the ball, so it went kind of low. I didn't want to get, and maybe the first one I put loopy, and it kind of almost came back to me. But I think I knew myself that I had to change up my technique and try to get a different outcome of what happened. And I thought I'd done that quite well out of the game.
Did you get congratulated? Is that pointed out to you and congratulated to you in that? Because I always think that like outfield players and especially attacking players seem to get a bit more plaudits for ingenuity than what your defensive minded players and goalkeepers tend to.
Yeah, I think the defense appreciate it a wee bit more because they're not put under pressure straight away. So they're always telling me just concentrate before the kick and get a good technique, and every time you do, they'll tell you well done and stuff. So they can appreciate it a wee bit more because they're not under pressure straight away.
Well, tomorrow, Craig, and I'm hoping I'll get this episode out tonight at some point. But tomorrow's the kind of big one in the calendar, the reunion day, going up against Berwick Rangers. Obviously, being a bit of a competitive rivalry through the years. 2006, we pipped them to the title by a point, I think it was. Always been a bit of a kind of a big game in the league season. Been marketed by the Cowdenbeath Independent Supporters Society to try and get as many fans and has there been a bit of buzz amongst the squad about for this one?
Yeah, I feel like we know it's a big game for our season, because I think we're 4 points off top six. So, if we get 3 points, we're right up there for the last 5 games of the season, I think it might be. So it's a big one for us. If we can pick up all 3 points, then it puts us in good stead for the rest of the season. Obviously, I know it's going to be a wee bit more fans there, so it's an incentive to do well.
Will you be there after the game? Also, there's the function at Wee Jimmy's after the game.
Yeah, I think I don't know if a few boys are going up, but I'm sure there'll be a few boys there.
As somebody that's just come in and also here temporarily, joining Cowdenbeath when they've been on a bit of a low ebb. I think it's been a bit of a kind of kick in the arse for the town and the supporters to really try and try something different. What's your feelings on the support society and the efforts to really try and bring the club to where it should be?
I think it's a really good thing because, you know, you see Cowdenbeath a couple, like maybe 5, 6 years ago, they're in the Championship, and now we're in the Lone League, and the fans come every week and support us. So it's a good incentive for the players as well to do well and get the club back to where it, you know, it should belong back in the leagues.
Well, what's your when you go back to St Johnstone, what's your plans for the future? What's say what would you like to come back to a kind of like a lower league club, or do you think you can kick on to the next level?
You know, hopefully I can go back and they can see what I could and can do, and I can maybe go up the leagues, whether it be maybe League Two or League One. I always look to try and get myself better to the next level. So hopefully I can go back and we'll see what happens. You never know in football, so we'll soon see what they say.
What's your ambition for your career as a whole, Craig?
For the whole. Do as well as myself as I can, you know, play at the highest level. I think that's everyone's goal, to play at the highest level, but to stay in football and, you know, do well for myself is a big goal for me.
Well, I think that's covered a lot. So what I'd like to kind of finish up on there, Craig, is just kind of like your usual kind of just question and answer thing with you and that. Did you have a kind of a hero growing up, a goalkeeping hero that gave you inspiration?
A goalkeeping hero, I would actually say when I was maybe younger, Joe Hart was at Man City.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Always looked up to him. You know, he done well. He was always kind of a mainstay in the Man City team, and he was always in the England squad. So he was one to look up to when I was younger.
Do you see, obviously, Joe Hart kind of went through the ringer kind of a few seasons back before he joined Celtic, where he was seen as being a bit of a kind of a goalkeeper on the scrap heap that kind of wasn't an elite goalkeeper anymore, and was kind of ridiculed through football. Do you see that as kind of somebody that can continue to inspire you because he's obviously dropped come to the Scottish game and made a kind of good career for himself again at Celtic?
Yeah, I think he was at Man City, and then the manager came in and said that he wasn't having him. So, yeah, again, that's football. He comes, plays for Man City, and then someone comes in and says, "Nah, I don't want you." So he has to go somewhere else. And I think he was a perfect example because he bounced back. He could easily just went, "Nah, that's it for me." But he had the determination to go again, and because he wanted to play football, which was a big one.
So, I can as a footballer, what team do you support?
I support St Johnstone myself, actually. So,
Well, you're a Perth boy, aren't you?
yeah, I was born in Dundee, but stay in Perth.
It must be great because you've been well with St Johnstone all your kind of playing career and youth career. It must be great being involved with the club when it's went through a bit of its golden period.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've been there since maybe 2014, so I've been there for a while now, and they've always kind of been a mainstay in the Premiership, which is good. And then obviously had the double cup winners season a couple of seasons ago, which was brilliant for the club. But it's been really good. Yeah.
As a kind of like a youth player with St Johnstone, do you get involved with the kind of celebrations after a cup win like that? Do the kind of first team bring you in with it?
It was more, that was COVID season.
Oh, yes, it
COVID
was.
season. So there wasn't very many celebrations. I think there was maybe a few young boys there, but it was kind of, you kind of had to watch yourself because of the restrictions and stuff. So it was, the celebrations weren't really the celebrations you see when people win the Scottish Cup, but it was good.
Just kind of a little bit personal on yourself, and it says, what team would you like to play for in your career?
What team? It's a far dream team, but I'll go Man City. I'll go Man City.
That says, what's the hardest team you played against?
Hardest team I played against this season or all
Just
round?
throughout your career.
Hardest team. Trying to think. Come back to me on that one. Come
No
back to me
problem.
on that.
What's who's the best player you played with?
Best player I've played with. I'll maybe go. Could it be trained with as well?
Yeah, of course.
Go striker at St Johnstone, Stephen May. He's good. He's really good.
Yeah, he is a cracking player. What was it like, Moss, to see him when he was on the way up? He had those horrific injuries and the and kind of obviously kind of curtailed his kind of rise. What was the differences in Stevie May from that first time to the second time?
I think he's the first time he was at since he was I think he was a prolific goal scorer. He scored maybe 20 in the season. He got moved down south, I'm pretty sure. And maybe done his knee. He came back. He's obviously at Saints now, but he's still got that. You can still tell he's got that same finishing that he had back then because it's lethal, to be fair. It's good.
Who's the best player at Cowan Beef?
Best player at Cowden Beef. I'll go Zach
Who's
Butler.
that? Who's the best trainer?
Best trainer. Go Robbie. Robbie.
I see. I was going to say like that. I said, I'm sure there's no like run mountains and everything in his spare time
Oh,
as well, like that.
he's the best trainer. Go him.
Playing machine there, eh, that. Who's the worst
Yeah.
trainer?
Worst trainer. I can't dig out anyone like that. Can't dig out.
Who's
Best
your
trainer.
favorite? Who's your favorite person on the back staff, room staff?
Favorite person?
No.
Go Dale. I like Dale.
Hi, Dave's a good boy like that.
Like Dale. Like Dale.
That's just, what's your favorite film?
Favorite film? It's a good one. Favorite film. It's tight. Favorite film. Come back to me on that one as well.
No, that's on that one. No, it says I should actually be writing these, didn't I? Because I keep on forgetting what I've asked you and what I haven't asked you. Favourite band?
Favorite band. Don't really have a favorite band, if I'm honest. Don't really have one.
Favourite song?
Favorite song? Do I have a favorite? A more genre, like maybe just
Oh,
house music or
I how's you?
just house music, I'd say.
Aye, that. What's the best gig you've been to?
Best gig. Best gig. I've not really been to a gig. I've been to Transmit when I was younger, so I'd say that that's a mixture of everyone.
Aye. I'm trying to think. This is a good one in the barrel. Yeah, reader. Favorite book?
No, I've never, don't think I've ever read a book in my life.
Who's the funniest at the club?
Funniest at the club. We'll go funniest. Go Ewan McPherson. He's funny.
Who's the least funniest? Who's got the worst jokes?
Worst jokes. Worst jokes. Nobody realises worst jokes. Everyone's got a decent amount of jokes.
What else have I got for you? Susie, you thought about your best film?
Best film? I can't think. I can't think of the best film.
Oh. Milster Aymer, Elise Crawford, kind young lasses, kind of an up and coming goalkeeper herself, and that says playing it in the Lothian leagues, is your glove sponsor. She had asked me to ask you if she can get a photo with you before the end of the season and you leave.
Yes, that's not a problem. Of
Aye,
course.
that says I'll pass that on to her. And that says, is there anything you'd like to add in?
Adam. I think one thing I'd add in is I think the fans have been brilliant with us this season. I think there's been a few games. Berwick away stands out for me. I think there was a fair few fans there that were singing, and it was brilliant for us because we see that they've travelled to come support us, and we want to, give them something, give them 3 points, and have a good weekend. Also, kill winning Rangers away in the Scottish Cup. We had a good support then as well, and it really does help the boys. It does.
But you've made it easier this year for us, like playing that says playing the right way, and says even when we've lost, you can see that the team's trying and is improving. It's just that luck's been against us sometimes and concentration's not been there sometimes, but it will come together. Like,
Yeah, definitely. I think it will. I
you
think.
think the core group of players that have re-signed on this season and that says are going to be able to get us up back up?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's enough talent in the changing room to do that. And the players that have signed an extension, they're players that you want in your team. So no, it's been really good.
That obviously just the last one here, Craig. For tomorrow, with it being hopefully a busier game, that I think they've been trying to get the singing section going again with the young team coming in, the ultras. And that's just do you see that as a bit of a boost in games as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like what I said, the fans, they come out and support, and if that was to happen, then it would give the team a massive boost, because they'll be there for the whole 90 minutes. They're behind you for the 90 minutes, and it does drive you on. It does.
That's great. Well, thanks very much for coming on. And last one for you, and that says, what's the best podcast out there?
It's got to be the Q Show there.
Ah, that's what I was saying. I was sharpening my knife there, like, eh? No, thanks very much for coming on, Craig. It's been
It's not a problem.
a pleasure. And it says, obviously, been a great having you this season. And I don't think anybody at the club can't wish you anything but success in your career going forward.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So thanks very much, mate, and thank you all again for listening. I've got Robbie coming on at the end of the month, so if you've got any questions you want to ask him, please get in touch with me and I'll ask them. One for you going there, Craig, and that says, when I asked Robbie if there's any other players that should come on, he says that none of yous were any good at talking, so you can bring that to the changing room tomorrow to tell.
I will. I will.
That says, thanks very much, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.